Hello, Hopkins Junior High. This is Tony Mazzaferro from Fullerton College. And it'll be my pleasure to make some comments today regarding your performance here at the Music in the Parks Festival for May 19th. I'm looking forward to your performance of Ballad for Peace and the Lion of Lucerne. And we'll get started here in just a minute. Very nice sound from the brass choir here on the opening of this. One of the things I'd like to suggest is that you have the brass practice buzzing their parts at pitch on their mouthpieces. That'll help strengthen their embouchures and get the pitch center just a little better. I was impressed that they didn't let that dropped object right before the start unnerve them in any way. The band has a nice sound here at 9. Just make sure we're always breathing like we're going to play forte in order to play mezzo forte or piano. Again, always think about melody and accompaniment. Let's balance the accompaniment to the melody. Sure, those 8 notes are right on beat 2 in measure 18. Yeah, we're just not lining up the 8 note pulse through the ensemble. So we want to make sure we're always thinking about subdivision. Really support the diminuendo through the diminuendo, everybody. Those moving eighths in the clarinets. Some nice trumpet work going on here. Very nice. Crescendo into 41. We need a little more crescendo from the people that are playing in 40 so that 41 is more of an arrival point dynamically. Pitch up flutes before a breath. Bass finished last, but tubas, let's make sure we don't hold over too long as we make that cut off. So, some really wonderful moments here. Continue to think about shaping melodic lines. When you're doing a lot of tutti playing like this, we can tend to get lost in our own part and stop thinking about melody and accompaniment balance. especially when everybody has the same dynamic level. So let's think more about where the melody is at any given time. Make sure you're shaping phrases. And also, make sure we're always breathing really deep. Breathe like you're going to play forte to play piano. And then that will help you sustain a good sound and help with the overall pitch center as well. Could be even bolder on those quarter notes in the low instruments in bar three. Even more sound from the timpani. It's Mark Forte. Beautiful oboe sound. Nice duet between flute and oboe here. A nice sound in the trumpet. Bring out those moving 16ths in the alto. Bring out things that move in music. Yeah, very nice, everybody. Very nice getting into 19. Very good. So that xylophone becomes the pulse for the ensemble here at 30. So everybody lock into that. One before 44. Nice balance between the counter melody and the horns and the melodic line in the upper instruments. This could be a little shorter in the bass line. More string bass-like. Support those lower notes, trumpets. Don't rush that last bar in the crescendo. Pitch up in the upper woodwind. Blow through those mute trumpets, not just into them. Very nice transition into 81. D out to sustain through beat four trumpets. Release. Good attack. Tuesday. Watch the pitch when you start the diminuendo. Through these phrases. Listen for pitch on that first oboe and clarinet line here at 105. Before that downbeat of 114, and make sure we're listening for those moving lines. Yeah, good job there, low instruments. Done today. Some really wonderful things happening with the musicianship and the phrasing. Your teacher's doing a great job of teaching you the proper fundamentals to playing your instruments. You all have a really good concept of tone quality, and I just encourage you to keep playing and keep listening to band music and seek out some quality literature of the type that your directors pick for you. And I wish you all the best in the future.